It's now 25 minutes to the hour of 10. You are listening to Radio Islam International. On the line, we have Mufti Zubair Bayat on this Monday morning program. Mufti Sahab, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Maulana, and assalamu alaikum to all the esteemed listeners of Radio Islam International.
How are you doing, Mufti Sahab?
All praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Maulana. Allah gave us an opportunity to organize ourselves a little bit better for the arrival of the month of Ramadan.
MashaAllah.
Truly speaking, I think, I don't know if I speak on behalf of others, but I think from what it appears, most people needed a little bit of chance to get ready for Ramadan.
What is up? We are receiving reports in the morning that there is some chaos there in Sikau Lake. Anything you know of?
Yes, Maulana, yes. In fact, it was quite a serious situation here. It started off at about 3 in the morning.
3 o'clock.
Where, you have all these protests that happened, and they had jammed up almost the whole area. There were fires lit on all the roads, and the main points, the main bridge leading here, all the intersections, all were closed off. But alhamdulillah, in due course, Allah Ta'ala made it easy and everything opened up, and now it's all fine and everything is flowing smoothly again. Alhamdulillah.
What were the concerns of this? Were they depressed that Ramadan never starts or something?
No, I'm saying the thing is, people needed that little bit of extra time just to get more organized, to get prepared. To receive the month of Ramadan.
MashaAllah.
I think psychologically, when you hear 12-hour moon, then you almost like take it for granted that no, it is not going to start, But if the moon, age of the moon would have been, say, bigger than that, then people already from before is sort of more alert that Ramadan is going to start. But in any case, whatever it may be, in Makkah Mukarramah, it's already Ramadan. And all those countries of the world where they're following Saudi, it's Ramadan. And inshallah, we start off tonight.
Inshallah, Mufti Sahab, very wonderful to hear. And also, being the last day of Sha'ban, I think it's appropriate for us to discuss Hadith of Salman, Mufti Sahab.
Yes, in fact, very important to discuss the sermon of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which he delivered on the last day of Sha'ban.
Gee.
So inshallah, we will try to practice the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam by delivering the sermon and by listening to the sermon. We're actually practicing on an important sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Actually, this was the sermon that was narrated by Salman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and he says that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam delivered the sermon on the last day of Sha'ban. And in the sermon, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned various things regarding the month of Ramadan to prepare the people for the month of Ramadan.
Gee.
So if we may commence, Maulana.
By all means.
Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed and the people. He said, O people, ya ayyuhan nas, qad adallakum shahrun azim. O people, a very, very great month has come. And we all know how great the month of Ramadan is. Nobody has to say about how great. Everyone knows it is the greatest month in the calendar, and it is the month of so much of blessings and reward. In fact, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a most blessed month. He referred to this as a month of barakah, mubarak, a month of lot of barakah. And we can see the barakah in the month of Ramadan. A person is able to do so many things spiritually, which otherwise we would not have been able to do in terms of good deeds and amal salihah. So this is also part of the blessings of Ramadan. And then he mentioned that it is a month in which there is a night that is greater in virtue and goodness than 1,000 months. Now obviously the reference here is to Laylatul Qadr. So imagine Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam already mentioned the importance of Laylatul Qadr before Ramadan started.
Subhanallah.
It's an indication that we should actually be eager for Laylatul Qadr although it comes only in the last 10 nights according to the most narration, but even so, from the very beginning, we should be anticipating this great night of Laylatul Qadr, and we make dua that Allah Ta'ala grant us all Laylatul Qadr this Ramadan.
Ameen, ameen, ameen.
Thereafter, Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned that this is a month in which Allah made fasting compulsory first by day and made Taraweeh Sunnah by night. So again, we can see that this is a month of fasting. The entire month is a month of fasting. And a person who is in this month is required to fast. And if he did not fast for whatever reason, then he has to make up the fast that he missed. Our sisters, for example, there are certain days of the month in which they cannot fast and they cannot read Salah. So in those days, they will make up after Ramadan.
Mm.
And I want to urge the sisters that do not allow too many days to go past after Ramadan, that we did not make good those fasts. Try to keep those fasts as quickly as possible. In fact, if possible, keep it in Shawwal, and you know you have completed your obligation.
Okay.
There are people who are carrying forward, like, you know, in the balance sheet, you have brought forward. For many years, they are still haven't fulfilled their fast. Now, that is not a good thing. So make the intention, if you are listening now on air, that immediately after this Ramadan, we'll make the qada of all the outstanding fast.
Inshallah.
And it's easy to do it after Ramadan because you are in the spirit of fasting.
Hmm.
Later on, that body, you know, which was so used to fasting, it loses that momentum, then it's not so easy. Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned that the Taraweeh is Sunnah at night, and so we all should ensure that we read our Taraweeh Salah. The men will of course read in the masjid, and they will listen to the whole Quran being recited in Taraweeh. There are two sunnahs. One is to read Taraweeh, and one is to listen to the entire Quran in Taraweeh.
Mm.
Try and practice on both of the sunnahs. The sisters, they must read their Taraweeh at home, especially our younger sisters. There's a tendency sometimes that they take it easy and they miss their Taraweeh. So please do not miss the Taraweeh. Try and ensure that every single person, it's only once a year that we read the Salah, and let us not lose the benefit of the Salah, which Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has declared a Sunnah.
Mufti Sahab, for the sisters, can they read in fours or eights? Okay, can they
pass? The sisters should read it in twos,
gee,
like the brothers.
Okay.
And they should read it in twos. That is the correct way to read the Taraweeh, two rakats. There is, of course, permissibility for reading it in four, in fours, but it should preferably be read, and the right way to read it is to read it in twos.
Okay, Mufti Sahab.
Thereafter, Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned that whoever wants to draw close to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala by doing any good deed, then that person will get the reward for every nafil deed, the reward of one farz deed.
MashaAllah.
And for every farz deed that has been performed, will get the reward of 70 faraiz. That is why we say there's so much of spiritual barakah in this month that a few actions that we do will give us so much of elevation that no other month in the year, if we do those actions, we will get that kind of elevation.
Hmm.
Thereafter, Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned that wa shahru sabr, it is the month of patience and sabr. And the reward of sabr is sabru thawabu al jannah. The reward of sabr is jannah.
Mm-hmm.
Paradise. So it is this month in which we must not become angry. Normally they say, Maulana, a hungry man is an angry man.
Ajib.
But it shouldn't be that way in Ramadan. Our hunger should not make us angry, but it should make us humble. And we should not become angry and aggressive, but we should become humble and submissive. So this is that month in which we should exercise a lot of sabr. Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam even mentioned to the extent that if somebody, you know, interferes with you, provokes you when you are fasting, like in Afrikaans, they say, you know, somebody Peter with you. If somebody provokes you or interferes with you, then you should say, say to that person, brother, leave me out. I'm fasting. I'm not going to engage in any kind of discussion or argument with you. Just leave me out. I'm fasting.
It takes two to clap, Mufti Saab.
Yes, Marana. And then, you know, otherwise then you might get a clap. So, indeed, we shouldn't allow ourselves to be worked up and provoked by anyone. Just simply walk away and exercise sabr. This is the month of absolute sabr and patience. In every sense, the body must also exercise sabr and patience in ibadat. And the reward will be Jannah, inshaAllah. Also, it is a month of showing kindness to the poor. Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "Wa shahrul muasat," is a month in which we must give a lot of charity and sympathy to the poor people. We should show a lot of solidarity with the poor. By fasting, we're actually experiencing what the poor go through when they don't have food. So Allah Ta'ala makes us experience firsthand.
Gee.
What the poor people must be going through, so we don't just become mindless eaters, but we become those people who are conscious of the poor and the need, and we do whatever is within our power to alleviate that poverty. You know, these are the buzzwords in our country too and around the world: eradication of poverty and alleviation of poverty. So the mu'min, this is the month especially in which we have to be very generous, as it is said about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that kana ajwad an-nas, he was the most generous of people. And in the month of Ramadan, kana ajwad min al-rihil mursala.
Subhanallah.
He used to be more generous than the fast-blowing wind. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that we become very generous in spending in this month of Ramadan.
Mufti Saab, some people think generosity is only limited to money. What about that, Mufti Saab?
Yes, Maulana, this is a very important point. Generosity is not only limited to money. In fact, we have to have what is called sahawatun nafs.
Ajibat.
The generosity of the self. That is, to do everything within our ability to help people, even if we don't have money, but we should be volunteering our services and we should be organizing and arranging and doing things. You see, Allah Ta'ala has given different people different abilities. Not everybody has a lot of money, but they have other abilities whereby they can serve the poor. So according to one's ability, we must help the poor. If we reflect on the very first few ayats of Surah Al-Baqarah, the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes an indication to this in a very subtle way, where Allah ta'ala says, وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. And from all what we have given them, ma is for, you know, ma is am, as it comes in Surah Shashti and other kitabs. It is am. That means everything, inclusive of everything, is general. وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. From that which we have given them, everything what we have given them, they spend out of that. So some people Allah Ta'ala has given them the salahiyah, the ability, the capability, the aptitude, the capacity to help by way of planning, strategizing, organizing. Others have got the money, the funds. So all of this is a manifestation of generosity. So let us then continue with this khutbah. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also mentioned that it is the month in which the mu'min's sustenance is increased by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala puts barakat in all our things in this month. Then he mentioned that whoever feeds a fasting person in order to help that person to break the fast at iftar, there shall be forgiveness of sins for that person. Allahu Akbar. again, the importance of feeding, providing for others. So by feeding the fasting person, at iftar, will get maghfirat. And there will be freedom from the fire of hell. Two great benefits. And the third great benefit is we will get the reward of the fasting person without the reward of the fasting person decreasing in any way. So subhanallah, to provide iftar for people is a matter of great reward and thawab. Alhamdulillah, there are many homes where they send some things even to the neighbors, and they send things to the masjid, and they send things for the mu'takifin, and the people all over, they, mashallah, enjoy what was sent from different homes. So all will get that reward, what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that it will be forgiveness of sins and freedom from the fire of Jahannam, and the reward of that whole, that fast of that person will also be acquired. On this Sahaba Ikiram asked, O Rasul of Allah, not all of us can afford to give a meal to a fasting person, so what do we do? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah ta'ala gives the same reward to the one who gives just one date, one khajur, tamara, and one who gives just a sip of water, shambatama, and one who gives just a sip of milk, muzqata laban. Any one of these little acts, in other words, just one little thing. What is a sip of water? What is a glass of water for that matter? What is one date? So in other words, all can acquire this reward. Giving whatever little we have, we can acquire that reward. Thereafter, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, this is a man that in the beginning is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first 10 days, so to say, are the 10 days of rahmah. The middle 10 days are the days of maghfirat. And the last 10 days are the days of freedom from the fire of hell. So thereafter, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also mentioned about the rights of workers. Like we have sympathy for the poor, we should also have sympathy for the workers, our employees. He said, whoever gives less work to his servants or workers, in other words, lightens their workload, doesn't give them such a heavy workload, Allah Ta'ala will forgive him and free him from the fire of Jahannam. Again, this reward comes. Imagine, just you, all you did is you just cut the workload down of those people who are working for you, who are fasting, so that it doesn't become so difficult for them in their fast. And by virtue of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is willing to forgive that person and free that person from the fire of Jahannam, because you didn't make it too difficult for the fasting person. You showed some love, so you showed some compassion towards a fasting person. Allah ta'ala then shows compassion towards that person. And Allah's compassion is far greater. All we did maybe is we cut the work time down by an hour, or we gave the person few extra, lesser tasks to do for the day. What is that? It's just a small concession. But what we're getting back in reward, in return, forgiveness and savior from the fire of hell. Thereafter, Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned that this is a month in which four things must be done in great abundance. Two are which to please Allah, and two which you have to do for your own self. The two which pleases Allah Ta'ala is to read Kalima Tayyiba La Ilaha Illallah in great abundance. And the second thing is to read Astaghfirullah in great abundance. And the two which you cannot do without is to ask Allah Ta'ala to grant entry into Jannah and to save a person from the fire of hell. So, if you put it all together, it means that we say La Ilaha Illallah. And we say Astaghfirullah, and we say As'aluka al-Jannah, and we say A'udhu bika minan nar. La ilaha illallah, Astaghfirullah, As'aluka al-Jannah, wa A'udhu bika minan nar. That we're asking all of these things in great abundance in the month of Ramadan. Frequently, we should at least read a few tasbihs of this dhikr itself. we're asking Allah Ta'ala for savior from fire of Jahannam, asking Allah Ta'ala to grant us Jannah, seeking forgiveness, reading Kalima Tayyibah. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught his Ummah such beautiful things. Often we find people saying, what must I read? Tell me something, what to read. Yeah, Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught his Ummah, this is what you must read. You see Ramadan, read La Ilaha Illallah plentifully. And Astaghfirullah, we need that very much. And of course, to ask for Jannah and to seek protection from the fire of Jahannam, that is the ultimate success of the believer, as Allah Rabbul Izzat mentioned in the Holy Quran, فَمَنْ زُعْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَازَ. The one who was saved from the fire of hell and was made to enter into Jannah, he is indeed successful in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَازَ فَوْزًا عَزِيمًا. He has acquired the greatest success of all successes. There is no success greater than salvation from the fire of hell and entry into Jannah.
Jeez.
And thereafter, Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned towards the very end of this khutbah, whoever gives a fasting person water to drink. First, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned about the dates and, you know, a sip of water. But especially he mentioned about water, Allah Ta'ala will give that person to drink from Hawza Kawthar. Such a drink that after that he will never ever feel thirsty again until he enters Jannah. The whole 50,000 years of the stay of Qiyamah, he won't feel any thirst through the barakat of that water of Hawza Kawthar. May Allah Ta'ala grant all of us to drink from Hawza Kawthar.
Ameen, ameen.
And save us from the thirst of the fire of Jahannam. And save us from the thirst of the day of Qiyamah. So subhanallah, what we can see is a beautiful sermon of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in which he covered various facets of the month of Ramadan. He mentioned different descriptors or labels of the month of Ramadan. It is a great month, and he mentioned it is a blessed month, and it is a month of where to stand up at night is sunnah. It is a month in which fasting is firm. And he mentioned it is a month of the night of Laylatul Qadr, and it is a month of sabr, and it is a month of sympathy with the poor, and it is a month beginning of which is mercy, middle of which is forgiveness, and ending of which is freedom from the fire of hell. So different descriptors Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave to this month of Ramadan. Mawlana, I think now we've almost come up to the time. So I take this opportunity to, wish all our listeners across the entire spectrum of Radio Islam International, Ramadan Mubarak. And may Allah Ta'ala grant all of us good health. Allah Ta'ala give us strength. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Allah Ta'ala give us guidance to spend this month as we're supposed to spend this month, to gain maximum benefit in this month, to stay away from all prohibited things in this month, all useless things in this month,
Allah,
to use our time constructively. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this the best Ramadan that we have ever witnessed.
Ameen, ameen.
And may Allah grant us all also to witness the Laylatul Qadr this Ramadan.
Inshallah, ameen.
Accept all our du'as and accept all our ibadat, and all those who are ill, Allah grant them shifa. Those who passed away, Allah Ta'ala make them maghfirat. And those who are going for umrah, may Allah Ta'ala accept their umrah in this month of Ramadan. And all those who are going to be sitting for i'tikaf, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala accept their i'tikaf. And all those who are making khidmat and serving people in whichever way, Allah Rabbul Izzat, through His Fadl and Karam, accept the khidmat and services. And whatever we do in any way, the smallest good deed to Allah Ta'ala, accept it from us and grant us the reward of it in the akhirah.
Ameen, ameen. Mufti Sahib, Jazakumullah khairan for your time. Much appreciated.
All the best to you, Maulana, for the month of Ramadan. I know you people at the station are going to be very, very busy.
Gee, Mufti Sahib, what's the forecast looking like for the basic fit program? Ainda hafte ap honge ya nahi?
Yeah, Maulana, inshallah, I'm intending to leave for Umrah on Saturday, Maulana.
Allah.
Inshallah. So we won't have a program next week, Monday, but I will return, inshallah, on the following Saturday. So, inshallah, the following week, Monday's program, we could have, inshallah.
Alhamdulillah, inshallah. But Mufti Sahib, if you get a chance and perhaps you are available at that time in the Holy Lands, we will try to link up with you maybe for a few minutes, inshallah.
Okay, well, most certainly, Maulana, inshallah.
Zakra, Mufti Sahib, you can WhatsApp us your number, inshallah, we'll keep in touch. And fi amanillah, Maulana, Mufti Sahib.
Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.